September 15, 2021. It's the Watt for Peter Show.
Thank you.
SWAT for Pedro show. Happy Wednesday. Started off with John Coltrane doing Seiji's Song Flute. We did Naima a couple days ago. I thought that'd be appropriate. Then we had Bo White with Lacey Disbelieving. And because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, I got with me Bo White. Welcome aboard, Bo.
You there? Hey, Mike. I'm happy to be here.
Where are you talking to me from, Bo?
Today I'm in Wilmington Beach, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Right at the base of the Johnny Mercer's Pier.
Right. Now, the famous Wilmington, of course, is Delaware, but there's one here because a guy from there, Phineas Banning, helped start our harbor, Los Angeles Harbor. So it's the north part of the harbor right next to Pedro here. So who do we got to give credit for the connect?
That would be Dylan Dickerson.
Brother
from
Dylan
Dear Blanca.
Dickerson from Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah, I've known Dylan for a long time. I recorded the first two Dear Blanca albums in my living room.
Okay, and I got to share the stage with Dear Blanca. That's how I met Brother Dylan.
Yes, sir. I've shared the stage with you once before with Il Sogno. That was at Tremont Music Hall in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Sure. That was a trippy pad. I like that pad. I've played there many times. I think that was the last time I got to play there.
It was shut down not too long after that.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Charlotte. And there, what was the Pterodactyl Club? There was something downtown.
Pterodactyl Club was a little bit before I moved to town, but I'm definitely friends with a lot of people who frequent.
But Bo, let's check out your journey of music. Can you bring me your earliest musical recollection, please?
The one I remember the most is I would just sing the jingles when my mom would wheel me around the grocery store in the cart, and she made such a big deal about it. She made such a big deal about it that I continued to do it as a little kid. So I guess she knew that I had a musical memory and that I had received a lot of branding information.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably learned a lot of consumer information with them fucking jingles.
Totally.
Now, the pad you grew up in, Bo, was there instruments?
No, I didn't get instruments until I got a acoustic guitar for my sixth grade Christmas. And my dad knew three chords, G, C, and D, and he taught those to me. And then I learned the rest myself I got to college age and decided to major in music and philosophy. I did a double major.
So your pop was a musician, but he didn't have a guitar in the home.
Yeah. He started to learn and stopped shortly after college. And he picked up about 15 years ago. He started playing again, and he's got some chops now.
You know what? I'm trying to tell people it's never too late, right? You can play. You can put it
it's
down.
It's really
you can
not.
Pick it back and up again. Vincent painted in the last 10 years. You know, go ahead, Bo.
Absolutely. And he's got more of a passion for it now, having seen me play shows and everything. Like, he loves it. He loves just sitting around picking any kind of song.
Can I ask you about school? Were you in the marching band?
Yes, sir.
Or the choir or shit like that?
No, I just played guitar. I couldn't read music when I went to college, but my guitar professor was cool enough that he let me major in guitar. You're pretty good.
I got to tell you, Bo, there was an excellent fucking session man by the name of Glenn Campbell who could not read music, but he's on tons of hit records.
Totally. Okay. Yeah, I love Glenn Campbell.
Nothing against read music, but, at the end of the day, it's about playing and listening to music, right? I just asked you about school, Bo, because some schools got rid of their music program, so I was wondering if they had that. But you waited for college.
I did have a band. The marching band teacher let my high school rock band practice during our study hall. Our senior year, we lined up all of our study halls to be at the same time, and he would let us practice during school time in, like, next to the marching drums and stuff in this storage room.
Oh, that was really awesome. What was his name?
I don't recall.
Because I wanted to give him credit, because we need more cats like that, right?
Yeah. He was the first guy that pointed out like Sunvolt and Wilco to me.
Oh, those are the guys from they wrote a song for D. Boone called D. Boone, Uncle Tupelo.
Yes,
kind of
St.
Louis version of Meat Puppets. Let me ask you, what was the first record, Bo, you bought with your own money?
First record with my own money. Well, I bought a cassette.
Same thing.
I bought an Aerosmith cassette.
Okay.
And
why ask? When you're a kid, you ain't got a lot of money, so that's why I asked that question, you know.
Yeah, I bought it, and I was, growing up in the South, my parents were not religious terribly, but just being around it, Get a Grip had a picture of a cow's udder on it, and I remember carrying it up to my mom and, like, handing it to her. It was pierced, you know, it's a pierced udder. And I was so embarrassed that she might say something. She just looked at it and kind of chuckled. And
I'll tell you, I got a little tiny, funny Aerosmith story. Somebody I met, he told me his favorite band was Aerosmith. Guess who?
I couldn't. And I they know. Have a
that's,
real
that's
long.
A terrible question. I'm sorry, Bo. It was Glenn Branca.
Holy smokes.
He told me he went to Boston to get in the theater, and then he saw this rock band he just loved.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about them this past weekend. It's hilarious how they essentially elevated a limerick sort of vocal style, like all this randy poetry.
Right. I always thought that Tons of Poses band owed them a lot, because a lot of strong Aerosmith riffs, if you listen to their music. Let me ask you, first gig you saw, Bo?
First gig, let me see. There's a couple. I used to see a lot of bluegrass gigs growing up in Chester, South Carolina. They would always have a bluegrass band play a festival on the hill. The entire town is built on a hill, which is unusual for southern towns in that area. And, I wouldn't recall the name of the first bluegrass.
That's okay. Remember, it's the Wofford Pedro show. There's no hard questions. There's no wrong answers.
Oh, yeah. That was when I saw these guys really getting down. Like, I wasn't able to buy a lot of crazy records back then, because the only place we had to buy CDs was Walmart, unfortunately. So unless my parents drove to Rock Hill, I could buy CDs at the skate shop or record seller, which I later wound up working at. In college.
Well, now look, you told me about, your teacher letting you guys practice. So you said you had a rock band. Now, that first guitar you got was an acoustic guitar, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, that's not what you played with your guys after school, the bedroom band, the garage band, the basement band?
No, I upgraded after a few years. I feel like the acoustic, I had to kind of prove that I was interested in it. And then my parents bought me a little Area Pro 2 electric and a little 12-inch speaker Squier amp. And that was what I used for those sessions. Like, we did, high school band, we didn't.
Yeah, it's more like jamming, right? Like trying to copy songs and stuff. You didn't really do gigs.
Yeah. And we just play in friends' houses, and there was one coffee shop in Rock Hill we played, and we played Homecoming was our biggest gig.
Well, can I ask you, did the band have a name?
Yeah. What was that name? We started the band, and it was going to, in the sixth grade back then, and it was going to be Blue Flowers.
All right.
In sixth grade, our drummer played on Boxes.
Okay.
And then he got his own drum kit. He played in his family's church. And then, let's see, later it was, we changed the name to Premium Blend eventually.
What was the big Premium Blend gig like?
By then it kind of segued into college, and so we were getting real gigs, and we really wanted to play, so we would play you know, downtown Rock Hill at a bar for like 3-4 hours. Damn. You know, as long as they wanted music, we would extend songs out and just play whatever.
What kind of material, Bo? Originals or copy?
A lot of originals, because I really...
Now, was it really yours? Were you the songwriter, man?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's beautiful. Look, you gave me this Ulama Kamata. I want to play this.
Yes, sir.
I don't feel the least bit defeated, even though the day is long. Selling fruits and bottled water to the just at the pond. I don't feel rushed and I don't ask much, so there are more than willing to pay. I bring all of it on. Underneath the canopy, with me.
That was Olama Kamarta, Bo White. And then Some Light Comes Through the Window. This is an excerpt from Forbes Graham and Victoria Shan. Pete Kane, Pat Kane's got a brand new album, D.C. area. Beautiful. Half a mile home. And this tune's called Feet First, which is the way you should always head out, right? I just said head out. Feet, foot out, feet out. Yeah.
Make step
like,
out.
Yeah, make like a baby and head out, right? Make like a tree and leaf. Okay, what? Both, part 5 of 6 from Bill Nace, Bombas Brennan, Head Flexing, Graf, Mallet, Vermes de Dolimbo, Portuguese people. They're from their new album, 1BU. Head Boggle, they, brand new album from him. Do you like mush? What's the question, you know? Up Around the Sun, Tim Kerr. Going to do a 7-inch with Tim Kerr. Me and my second missing men are going to interpret a big boy song, and he's going to do a Minuteman for the other side. Up Around the Sun, Going Back to Hamburg, And then finally, Bo White with D Plane. Oh, yeah, what kind of M&Ms did Tattoo like on that? With, what was it, Mr. Rourke's? Fantasy Island. What kind of M&Ms did Tattoo like, Bo?
I never watched Fantasy Island. I just remember my parents, whenever clips would come up on, like, Entertainment Tonight or something, my parents would make a big to-do about the plane. Like,
right there,
the plane.
You got it. You answered it. He liked the plane, the plane.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I mean,
what kind of M&Ms.
Hey, you got to be concerned about the plane, the island.
Yeah, but those are the M&Ms Tattoo liked. He didn't like the ones with peanuts. He liked the plane. The plane. Actually, a very tragic story, right? The man ended up shooting himself. So, okay, in college, you do a double major. You do music and philosophy.
I did, yeah. I just took so many philosophy classes that by my senior year, I only needed to take one more.
Yeah.
To get a double major. And unfortunately, I actually wound up sitting with the philosophy majors at my graduation, kind of away from all my music major friends.
Now, why'd that happen?
That was, I don't know, but there wasn't a way to change it. I found out day of, and okay. That was fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm not bitter about it at all.
Use the philosophy to help write some lyrics, right?
That's right. That's right.
Right. Now, well, let me ask you about higher education musical training. How do you describe the experience for yourself?
It taught me about kind of what was happening more in any in different musical situations. But beyond that, I learned a little bit more. Yeah, I mean, you know, you learn about composers and various things that you wouldn't have heard about otherwise unless you were reading extensively. But getting a program from a teacher, I mean, that part was nice, but I probably could have done without it.
Maybe if you have some real hip friends, they can hip you to shit, right?
You have to really discover it on your own.
Okay.
Doing enough listening back then, I don't think.
Especially as far as your value system too, right? Being told something is different than you building a self-appreciation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, you said you were doing bands during this period too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. Did you get into the tour rock?
No, not. I did that after college.
Okay.
I started a noise punk group called Calabial, which is one of the tracks I sent you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And we went out West Coast and up and down the East Coast.
I was going to ask you, SoCal?
Yeah. We played San Diego.
What about 100 miles north here? Well, that's 200 miles north of here. What about in between San Diego and Sactown? What about SoCal?
Nothing. We drove. Like, yeah, we hauled ass. It was so much driving.
There's so many gigs here, Bo. I can play a couple times a month. I mean, you know, the situation's a little different. You should have fucking called me. I would have got you a kick.
You probably would have enjoyed that band. I mean, that band wound up playing a Minuteman tribute show when the documentary came out and was touring
as
a film. We played the Durham, North Carolina date as a two-piece because our guitarist couldn't make it. I played bass and sang, and we played
You didn't tell me anything about bass. When did you get on the bass?
Oh, yeah, man. Bass. I got a bass early in college and fell in love with it.
I ask you what kind?
I've got a Washburn.
Okay.
Just a natural finish, and it was the cheapest one they had at Mars Music at the time, and it had some scratches below the – there wasn't a pick guard, so there's scratches on the actual wood, so I got a discount as well. So.
You know what? Them scratches would have got 100%. There anyway.
That's the way I looked at it. So I got it for probably right around 100, maybe a little less, and I played it for forever. And I gifted it to an artist friend of mine, Kelly Keith, who was trying to learn to play bass because it was just sitting in a corner.
Well, let me ask you about your opinion on this. Would you call the bass a four-string guitar or a four-string drum set?
I think it's definitely much more of the rhythm section.
That
low frequency kind of sets up all of the wobble and the swing up top.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I'm glad to hear you. But see, that's a man who's worked it. He knows. These people say, "Oh, it's just a four string guitar." You don't know. Like the closest note is the kick, right? The closest note is the kick. Maybe some toms.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that frequency range.
Can I ask you this?
It's command.
I'm a little curious. Did you ever write any songs on the bass?
Plenty, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
yeah.
A lot of those I sent you. All the Patois Counselor songs, yeah. I write all of those, and I begin with the bass line.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you were the first dudes on, because 90%, 95, 99% of my compositions are on the bass. And in fact, I think that's what the future is. Yeah, because the bass opens up so much for your collaborators because such a lack of harmonic content. But it still does rhythm.
Yeah.
It still does, start, stops, chorus, bridge, intro, outro, all those things it can do. Okay.
I agree. I love writing on bass. Pretty much, I wouldn't say exclusively, but.
No, I understand. It's part of your vocabulary.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's bitching. Look, but we're at the end of the first hour. September 15, 2021, Dish White Pedro. So special guest, Bo White. Hold tight for hour two. September 15, 2021, second hour, Watt from Pedro Show.
Exhausted, the madness getting bigger, being lost in a repeating horror that I deserved. They are like violent screams, like a hostage, a finger's on a trigger, a blockage in your mind is getting bigger, every thought they break your hopes and dreams, yeah. Mind, the cost is bleeding inside, and I cannot hide from all my fears I have inside. Demons, they hold you tight. You're screaming like this is goodbye. You're your mind.
Thank you. Yeah. there's so much you can use. Listen up, cool, there's so much you can use.
Excitement!
For Pedro, so start off the second hour. Patos Cancelos. Cancelos. Fucking shit. Counselors. Counselor. What was that?
Counselors. Yeah.
What was it? Cape Fear. That's North Carolina, right? Counselors.
Yeah, we're from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. That ain't far. I remember seeing the sign for Cape Fear.
Yeah,
it was a scary ass. The Bobby De Niro, all of them. Bob Mitchum, creepy movie. Yeah, disturbing movie. Definitely.
So,
definitely on a lot of levels. Okay, so this Let Beauty Be, and then we had Bad Blood Exhaust, Germany with Demons, the acoustic version. If Bawana, this is Al Margolis out of Chester, New York. Brain Dead, Planning for Burial, brand new out of Pennsylvania. If I Knew What to Say. Lucas Abella from Sydney. T is for Telangia. Man, what's with these hard titles? Look at the playlist, people, because I don't know how to pronounce this fucking. Brother Lucas probably did that on purpose. And then finally, Patois Counselors, Get Excitement. So tell me about this proj, Patio Counselors.
Well, I just I posted it up as a fake band initially, put a couple of songs on Bandcamp and just shared it with some friends, and I had enough friends hit me up that wanted to do it live, and out of the blue, this label from LA called Negative Jazz, it's just a small punk label, one dude,
yeah.
And he wanted to do a 7-inch. So it just kind of rolled from there. We played a festival our first year.
Bo, when you tell me fake band, you mean it's like you on everything?
Yeah, I played all the instruments.
Like Man Alone, like Prince, eight. Like Dave Grohl, like Stevie Wonder. What, did you start with the drums?
No. Well, I did. And
that's
at that time, I was
guys
living.
Did it. That's the way those guys did. They started with the drums. I was just curious.
That's probably the best way. And I started with just a floor tom as the kick sound and a snare drum next to it. And because I was living in an apartment, so I had to do it in the middle of the day.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Or shut up. I'm kind of more belligerent than that. But. And the impetus is project. You just got hair and wanted to do it, just to do it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't see any bands like that in town.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder what I would do if I had a band like this. And so I just started plugging stuff in, and it's kind of worked that way ever since. I demo the songs out and have most of the parts, but the beauty of it is now I have a bunch of friends involved, and it's up to a 7-piece, 2 synthesizers, 2 guitars, bass player and drummer, and I'm only on vocal live. And it's a lot of fun, and all of them are amazing players, so they put their own spin on it every single time.
What they needed was some cat to get a proj going to bring everybody together. And you got that ball rolling, Bo.
That's just what I tell people. You know, like around town, I feel like I've definitely inspired a couple of people in Charlotte to start bands like that.
That's beautiful.
Just by doing it.
You know, there's a town nearby, Gastonia?
Yeah.
James Worthy's from there. He was a forward for the Lakers. He was my hero in the late 80s. I want to play this too. You gave me some more Petros counselors. The Galvanizers. No, the Galvanizer.
The Galvanizers stepping out. Got his own mirror in the funhouse. A quick review of assets. Yeah.
and the sunny morning shines on me. All that I want is just to disappear. And when the sunny morning shines on me.
Thank you.
Peter Show. That chunk of music started off with Patois Counselors, the Galvanizing, singular, not plural, people. It starts off singular, right, like Bo did with the tune, and then he gets the whole fucking town involved, and it's a party. Pali me se semya, which means my semen is burning in the Croatian Serbian. This is Trobakova Kushne Peshi, yeah, from Club Koka. Kurats is how you say it, yeah. We got a lot of slaps here, so I know a little bit. Pet Bottle Ninja, after that, She Divided, Blinded, from Samuel Lockward out of Iowa City. Totale, Italian part of Switzerland. Vapor Out of My Mind. Something lost in translation, not much. Northern Jaw, brand new out here at SoCal. The Order of Things, and finally, Patois Counselors, Repeat Offender. Now, the Gastonia people, James, Big Game James, right? The Lakes win a ring, and he's the next day in the parking lot in Carson, nearby Pedro, like signing a little basketball. So I show up with my bass, and James trips on this. He goes, "You know, I play bass." And I said, "Yeah, what kind you got, James?" And he said, "Fender percussion." I said, "Okay." Yeah. So I said, "Okay." And then, you know, I thought in my mind, you know, yeah, maybe bullshit, I don't know. But then I'm on tour, and I'm playing at Frank's place in Chapel Hill, Cat Cradle. And there's a cat working there for Frank, who was roommates with James when he was a Tar Heel. And he said,
no.
He said his procedure in the morning, you know, wake up, take a bong hit, and then practice the bass. So James, and then go to do with Dean Smith the practice on the court. And, yeah, I've yet to hear a basketball player say, "I'm going to go rehearse some hoops," right? They fucking practice. There's nothing wrong with the word practice.
Yeah.
Fuck. Rehearses for actors. But anyway, I was bullshit for thinking James was, just because he fucked up that word percussion, or actually, it looks like precision. Yeah. Anyway, shows to go. You be a little more humble. What? James did work the fucking bass. I should have handed it to him, so he could play me some licks, right? But he wrote his name on it, and I ended up giving that bass away to a benefit. This cat was getting money up for to fight cancer. Chris Steiner, great, 48 years old. That shit took him. Fuck cancer. Anyway, for this Praj, Patio Counselors, you're the composer and stuff. How do you come up with the tunes? Do the words come first? Do the bass licks, like you said, some of this stuff did, right?
Yeah, I mean, most I can pretty much generate a bass lick whenever. So a lot of times it's either it's usually a little clump of words, or specifically like maybe a topic or something that is.
Do you carry a little book of lyrics with you? Like for a repository?
I keep it in my phone now.
Ah, okay.
But I do have a notepad that I carry with a little pencil sometimes, but I forget it a lot of times.
So like you,
and
you,
now of course
you jot down little lines, right? That can bring back something like
tons.
A topic. Yeah.
Tons of. I'd be pretty embarrassed. Actually, I have been embarrassed in the past when people are reading through. Because you just put whatever
sure,
on there.
Sure,
you never
right.
know what's going to inspire you down the line.
Right. You never know, right? Parts is parts.
Yeah.
Do you do the same thing with the voice memo, maybe for some melody line or some rhythm line?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's hard to remember, right?
Yeah, and I'm not going to write it down.
Right. When you say topic, are you ever afraid of getting dated? You know what I mean by dated?
I try to dodge some of that.
Yeah,
There's definitely some songs we don't play anymore, more so just because it was so flatly from a masculine point of view, and we just didn't. I don't know. I'm taking this band kind of elsewhere. I don't know. I kind of want to be somewhat universal and kind of outside of my own perspective, but then still spun with my own perspective because that's all I got. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the duality of songs. They're very personal, but then you're sharing them with everybody. So as they're hearing them, they interpret and they bring their own fucking world into that, right?
Absolutely. And I've gotten into plenty of conversations with folks about that. And it's really lovely to see how certain songs resonate with different people, just depending on where they are in life, you know, what they're dealing with.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's one of the beautiful things about the arts. It's a trippy fabric connecting us humans.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. We're at the second hour, Bo. September 15, 2021, dish Wap Pedro show, special guest Bo. Bo White. Sorry for spacing.
Bo what? Yeah, no one.
Hold tight for hour three. September 15, 2021. It's the third hour of the Wap for Pedro show.
Where the heartland is a wasteland and nothing seems honest or credible. The mind is rattling empty. There's nothing that needs understanding. And it's a dull night to its midnight. Various means are acceptable because we're all degenerate losers. Dare the losers, alright. You see Sally taking orange. Suddenly she's out of reach without a care. So tempting to feel that gun and along the way. Peeking on a summer lawn in your final state. This heartland is a joke, man, and nothing of interest will happen here. My mind is rattling empty, but who really needs understanding? And it's a dull night to its midnight. Various means are acceptable because we're all degenerate cruisers. Derelict losers, alright. You see Sally taking one of each. Suddenly she's out of reach without a care. So tempting to feel that gone and no longer wait. Peeking on a summer lawn in your final state. Wait. Sally taking one of each. Suddenly she's out of reach without a care. So tempted to feel that gun along the way. Are you peeking on some lawn and you find a state? Wait, wait. We'll be right back.
soul everywhere. The gray in your mind is strange.
Everywhere
I find it strange.
Everywhere
I find it strange.
Everywhere
I find it strange.
Everywhere.
Oh, where, oh, where.
Everywhere.
Oh, where, oh, where.
Everywhere.
Oh, where, oh, where.
on a fucking doll. I'm getting low on cream. I've joined the state surf team. I chuck a TV on until my mind is gone. Relax. That's just how it is. There's no point getting in anxious. All's love and war and fear. And no one's going anywhere. No one's going anywhere.
Stay. There's a man going round taking names. He's deciding who's gonna burn and who he's gonna save. When the rapture comes my way, when the flames begin and rise and rise, and the horsemen begin to ride, I got a hellhound on my back. I got a hellhound on my back. I got a hellhound on my back. Yeah, I got a hellhound on my back. 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 Yeah, that hellhound's on my back. And your chains shall never rust, for you live a life of sin. Don't you hide your face away behind a bottle of gin. Oh, Judgment Day, 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 oh, Judgment Day is coming in, and God's foes will have no mercy, and you know your time is near, and God's blade, your only witness. Your face will twitch in fear. Oh, Judgment Day. 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 Oh, Judgment Day is coming in. I speak only the truth. I speak only the gospel. I speak only the truth. I speak only the gospel. I speak only the truth. I speak only the gospel. I speak only the truth. I speak only the judgment. On Judgment Day. Oh, Judgment Day. Oh, Judgment Day. Oh, Judgment Day. Oh, Judgment Day. Yes, come in.
Pedro Show. Start off the third hour. This is Bo White Isu Orchestra. Bo White and his orchestra. Peeking on a summer lawn. Pedro, that maybe it does mean the same thing. It would be the rush and the roar, Bo. Babes, New York City. Probably worst band name ever. Everywhere. Tropical Fuckstorm with Bumma Sanger. Suns, brand new. Time Bender. That's with two U's, Suns. Soons. Sun Watchers. This has got a North Carolina guy. Dr. Eugene Chadbourne.
Yeah.
Right.
I know Jeff in that band. Tobias.
Okay. That's right. He had me collab with some stuff. And Psycho Billy, right in... where is he? He's up... Not High Point. What's it start with the W? Got my memory now. It's I-40. No, or is it I-20? Winston-Salem. Winston-Salem, I-40.
Winston-Salem, yeah.
That's where he's at. It's furniture, right? A lot of poplar and stuff up there. Okay, Tim Wholehouse out of England. Hellhound around on my back. Hellhound on my back. And finally, Kalabi Yao. This is what you were telling me about? The Elitist?
That is it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, enlighten us.
Okay, I was going to talk about the Bo White and his orchestra track first.
Sure.
I wouldn't have sent that to anybody else because that's just a practice recording, and then I sang over the top later for the bandmates. But that's the band that played with your group, Il Sogno
del Meridionale.
Yeah,
and we played. The Sailor's Dream.
Yeah. You gave me some props for my bass playing and singing that night. And,
shit, now I remember.
That meant a lot.
And, Fremont Music Hall, yeah. Okay, you know what I got to do is go look at the, because I do tour diaries. Well, last 20 years. I should have done them from Minutemen days. Fucking slow learner what. But I'm going to read about that and check it out now that you've Okay.
And then the Calabial was the noise punk band that toured out west, did some west coast.
And blew by SoCal, I can't believe.
Yeah, we just didn't have the time. We had one of us had a real heavy job at the library at the time, and he was using PTO trying to hold on to his position. And, but we made it out there, and that was a... Calabial is kind of the band that started my modern punk sort of stuff.
That's great.
Before that, just general.
At the end of the day, have you come to realize music's music?
Yeah, you're right.
So genre names are kind of, that's what's so funny about the punk word. It's a guy who gets fucked in jail for cigarettes. What kind of music is that?
No, I almost don't even see it as genres. I know they're genres because humans like to classify things, but I see it more as a medium, almost like
sculpting
instead of painting. It's like a punk is a very good medium.
Okay. I like that idea. So it's more like a state of mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then some kind of like, 145 beats per minute. If you go to 148, you change genres.
Well, not quite. For sure being like...
And for sure the haircut don't really matter, does it? Well, it can't.
No.
Or lack of thereof.
I was about to say, I don't have the hair to cut anymore.
Look, Bo. You gave me a couple, the last two pieces you gave me here is a project called TKO Faith Healer.
That's correct, yeah. That one started out as another, spoke to some fellows I was friends with already, and I had seen, one of them was a roommate of mine, and I just admired his voice. He had never been in a band before, and a couple other friends that had been in a number of bands. And I picked these guys out just because of what they are so idiosyncratic players. They're such idiosyncratic players.
Yeah, personas. We got personas.
Yeah, so I did write the songs for this, but I turned it over to them even more, and it turned into this group.
Wow, that's beautiful. You know, Raymond Pettibone once told me, a band should be where friends get together.
Yeah.
That's simple. Here, let's listen.
ritual. I need the ladies to virgin marriage to send me to Hades. Greek, Greek eyes, deck
Black for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. TKO Faith Healer with Tiny Girls. Interesting prod from Bo White.
Actually, and of course, that's a hip hop cover.
Right, I know. And actually, really interesting, too, the way. And also, not your band, really, right? Again, you get the ball rolling, but then these guys get on board and you're all aiding and abetting.
Man, they really laid into it. Yeah. They did exactly what I knew they would. It's fantastic.
Yeah. You know, bass players can be good at that kind of shit. We can set people up, man. Jim Baker after that, not the one you probably know, this musician man, doing his version of When the Saints Come Marching, a great cop out of Milwaukee from Brett Goodsite, building a better whatever, tomorrow, today. No Joy after that with Four. She was on the show a couple weeks ago. Ray Shin, Wooden Escalator. Los Skeletons out of South London with Snake Oil. Yeah, I love England people wearing cowboy hats. And finally, TKO Faith Healer. Character actor. That's what they're like. They're like character actors. Sometimes I wonder if I was going to be in Hollywood, I'd rather be a character actor than what do they call it, marquee?
Yeah, for sure.
Because you got some fucking character. You're not just a fucking, whatever, something to hang clothes on. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Bo, what's going on right now with you musically?
Well, Patois Counselors just played Hopscotch Music Fest in Raleigh, and that was our second show back since the COVID shutdowns and everything.
Okay, how'd you go?
It was fantastic. It was a scaled back this year to two stages, two outdoor stages. So everything was above board, and, I guess you had to have a vaccine card to get into the premises and everything.
Shit serious. Brother Matt, I've done the show with, right, for the 20 years. He just survived 5 days of hell. He lost three buddies. I wish people would take this shit serious. But anyway, Brother Matt's healing up and coming back. How was the playing for not playing together for a long time? Because this was trippy, me playing again with my second man and missing man. It's a fact with Tom and Raul, I hadn't played with them for 27 months. So you can't even blame the situation on that.
Yeah, I'd ask you how that went. I'll tell you, like ours, it felt better than ever. Like the very first practice was shaky, but then after that, it confirmed every choice I had made to do bands up to that point. I loved it so much.
Bo, where can people find you on the internet?
Really, our band camp is about the only place.
Is it P-A-T? PATOISCOUNSELORS.bandcamp.com.
That is correct.
Okay. Because I love what you're doing, man. And so what's the plan? Make an album?
We just onboarded a new drummer, Jane Askew, and she's got a lot of abilities that we didn't have with the previous drummer. And I think we're just going to try to knock out some songs real quick and track them as quickly it's possible.
Is there a pad in Charlotte you record at?
I record myself and a lot of other regional bands in my music room now.
You got your own thing. Okay, great.
Yeah, it's not a studio super officially to where I'd feel comfortable with charging anybody. So I pretty much just record bands for free if they ask me.
Kind of like a practice pad.
Yeah, essentially, and it's great. It's an old enclosed garage just off of my house. So it's got a little bit of soundproofing from the rest of the house.
But it's in stumbling distance.
Yeah, that's perfect. I couldn't be comfortable with that setup.
Bo, when you get this album done, and plus your other projects too, like the fucking TKO Faith Healers and I don't know, Kalab, you still do that?
Calabial, as we've talked about getting back together, we're all still really close.
Yes.
Davey is helping me with my garden and everything. He's a professional horticulturalist. Now, so we see each other, and Robin is in Patois Counselors.
Okay.
So that might start up again. My Exotica band, I play upright bass in a 1950s style Exotica band called Don Telling's Island Mysteries. And Don Telling is our fake band leader who gives us fake instruction.
When you get this stuff together, we come back on the show, we can play it and talk about it.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
Yeah. Okay. The invite's out to you, Bo. Please. People, absolutely. Keep on keeping on, brother. Parallel universe. People, September 15th, 2021, Dishwap Pedro, so keep your powder dry.